Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'd like to thank Omaha Chap House, two locations in our city, dropping off some food. Todd and Tyler paid spokespeople for Omaha Chap House. I just had a fish taco.
Oh, did you?
On the playground out back here, I did. Cops came, I had to come in.
They want us to do a little video, so.
And you had a, you're eating a Philly?
I haven't
What
yet.
Are you eating there,
That's
Nick?
What I had, too.
Philly, all right.
It's good.
What are you eating, Craig?
Fish taco, love it.
Yep. On the playground.
Open container.
Well, that's always the playground, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I haven't seen that chick's face yet, though. You got her up on the social
media? Yeah, there's a link there. Okay. You got to click on the link.
Okay.
It doesn't put her picture up with the preview there.
I would wait
there.
Till after you're done with your fish taco.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
I already wolfed that
Don't
down.
Be eating while you're looking at that.
Yeah. Broccoli salad, too, Charlotte.
I mean, he was.
I might heave that
Jermaine Jackson was.
Jermaine Jackson.
Well, that's his name.
I know. I love that.
He looks like an older guy, too, that he would have been Jermaine Jackson before the Jacksons were a thing.
I love, apparently people are reacting to the photo pretty harshly.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So how's this celebrity dating game work? I'm only seeing the
promos. Oh, yeah, that's a vodka and Four Loko, you know.
Both the dating game and that woman.
And, Jermaine Jackson could have done better, too, by the way. You know?
Are these celebrities?
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Trying to get a date?
Yeah, I don't know how that works either. Because Bolton's a host, isn't he?
Michael Bolton?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And who else?
Oh, Zooey Deschanel, I think it is.
That's right. Because I saw some of the people who were apparently looking for dates included David Koechner.
Oh, is he divorced?
He's single.
Okay.
So. I don't know.
He was in the studio last time.
I think his kids.
He's got
a
ton of kids. He only 8 kids or something like that. He must be recently single. Well, he might have mentioned he was divorced on the show with us when he's sitting
there. Maybe. Yeah. Here's the paragraph I found from Entertainment Weekly. Other celebrity singles getting ready to find love, including SNL vet Chris Kattan.
Nick opened for that guy, huh?
He did.
Was he nice to you?
Yeah. In the 40 seconds I talked to him.
Rashad.
He didn't say
Jennings.
You're not helping.
Maybe 40.
I don't know Rashad Jennings, but I should because he played in the NFL and won Dancing with the Stars, or didn't win.
So they bring regular people on the date celebrities.
That's what I think.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and Ackerman's David Koechner.
Cool.
Koechner. This just happened in January. January of last year. They filed for divorce.
Okay.
Over the boots?
Probably.
Yeah, it had to be that.
Yeah, the ostrich boots. Yeah.
Were they ostrich skin boots?
No, they were some sort of fish, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's
some
right.
sort yeah. of weird exotic yeah. fish skin. Right.
Todd, Rashad Jennings won Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's okay. Todd mentioned that. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
It's okay.
As I missed a lot of these.
Good.
When is
I'm glad to
are
hear
we talking
that
to Michael Bolton?
You're not paying attention to me either.
Did we say yes to Michael Bolton?
We did say yes. I have not gotten a confirmation for okay. it. It was supposed to be so. Friday yeah. if we did.
The no talent ass
clown. No talent ass clown, right.
I wonder if somebody gave him a heads up before he saw that, or if he was just watching the movie and out of nowhere he's just
and enjoying
being
it.
Hammered.
Right. Well, once
did,
he yeah. found out
did
that
he hear about it from all his friends.
Yeah.
But the character in Office Space is they say his name pretty quickly into that movie, Michael Bolton. So he knows coming down the road that there's going to be some jokes.
Oh, no.
Probably just enjoying it. I always think that way when people watch Family Guy. Because a lot of celebrities, like, Family Guy's a funny show.
Mm.
And they were sitting around, and all of a sudden, randomly hammers celebrities on that show all the time. And brutally.
Yeah. God, I was enjoying my
enjoying
night.
That show. Oh.
Oh, they did a... One guy I remember who didn't appreciate it was Kevin Pollak.
And we played that for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work out well.
And, no, that was our stupid fault, though. I don't know why we thought that'd be funny.
Because I think the dialogue was equating Kevin Pollak with somebody unfunny.
Right.
Yeah, I think it said something about funny people and Kevin Pollak.
Right. He even thinks Kevin Pollak's funny.
Right. It was some doctor making a doctor
yeah.
joke. And we like Kevin Pollak. We think that's funny. We also like Kevin Pollak.
Here it is. But we were the dumbass that played it with Kevin Pollak sitting in the studio with us.
We wanted to see if he was cool about it.
Yeah, but, we did. He's a comedian. He
squarely
thought,
not.
We thought.
Oh, he was not funny.
Yeah.
Because he said, who's Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, you would think anybody in that position would be flattered just to get a mention on Family Guy. Of course they're going to have
it. But that was
you.
In the early days of Family Guy, too. It was
Thank
not
you.
The
Thank
phenomena.
You. No, right. it wasn't. It, right, it was early Thanks, days, Dave. And that's why Kevin Pollak, rightly so, if he's pissed, said, who the hell's Seth
and he might have gotten over that by now.
I wouldn't be standing here right now if it wasn't for you.
She's right in here, sir. Just tell the disorderly when you're ready to leave.
Don't you mean the orderly?
No, I mean the disorderly. That's a little doctor joke we like to make around here. We also like Kevin Pollak.
Oh, my God, Pearl.
So, sitting pretty much where you were, Nick. Oh, this is two studios ago. This is years ago. And he didn't like it. Unfortunately, Kevin, we got him back.
That's good.
Kevin ended up liking us and having a good time on the show that day. He was in town doing stand-up, and he still does some great stand-up. But that's been years.
And then we'd be like, oh, great. Here we go.
I right. know.
And then we made him watch.
Jackass is playing that clip for
him. We made him watch Kevin Pollak porn right next to him. And this will be funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Michael Bolton. Hopefully we'll be talking to Michael Bolton about that show, right?
Yeah. Friday was when we were supposed to.
And Nick, don't say no talent ass clown.
No, I won't. I'm sure he hears that all the time.
Yes, he does. And actually, he does have a lot of talent. Women love the way he sings. And hey, yeah, he's a stud.
Well, and he's in on the joke.
Yes. Yeah, apparently.
It's it said in some of the stuff that I was sent that I didn't see this, but apparently a couple of years ago, he did some skit for Funny or Die, making fun of the Office Space thing.
I want to ask
him is... He wins the battle. He's a sex symbol among a lot of women, and he has them.
Yeah,
he
he's doing
them.
Just fine.
He wins that battle.
Remind me to ask him. I want to know if he embraced the joke immediately or if it took a while to warm up to it.
Well, what do you mean as the joke? Because I don't want to... Because he is talented. He can sing. It's just that it became... romantic crooner and guys started laughing at him.
Well, I'm sure he first heard about it and then he saw it, so he knew the context delivered.
They ask him about the movies, definitely.
Sure.
But he's probably been asked about that 1,000 times, so
yeah.
I'm afraid to bring that up. AKA Kevin Pollak.
An old story from Kevin Pollak where he was brought up in his early days of stand up where they said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of Thousand Island and here's Kevin Pollak." The perfect intro.
That is funny.
Todd, the Westminster Dog Show is coming up this weekend, and you'll be able to watch that.
Todd knows that.
Yeah. It's going to be
all
over.
That's on your calendar, right?
It's going to be all over Fox and the Fox affiliates and this and that.
Not on my calendar.
No, but you walk up into one in the kitchen and it says the dog show.
It's all over the kitchen TV.
Yeah,
this is the first time in over a century that the show will not be held in New York City.
All right. Oh, where is it this year?
They moved it to the Lyndhurst Estate along the Hudson River in Tarrytown.
Oh, my.
That's not elitist, is it?
No, not at all.
So it'll be all over Fox and their affiliates and streaming hither and yon and so all over the weekend.
So will other stuff.
What?
On other channels.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why the other 200 channels are there.
Exactly.
Well, like the TV downstairs will likely be showing something different.
Right. And better.
They'll be rewatching that same inning of the baseball game.
There you go. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Not the ending.
Moral victory. Moral
just the bottom of the eighth.
Moral
Watching
victory.
The ending, that would be unfair.
Moral
That'd just
victory.
Be cruel.
Moral victory.
Yeah, it's just another half inning you'd have to sit through.
Right, yeah. Three strikeouts.
No, there was a flyout.
Oh, there was a flyout. I'm sorry.
And a guy got hit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
They put
right.
a guy on base.
Oh, that's
they struck the next guy out.
Yeah,
right?
that's
They did
true.
Get
oh,
one base runner, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he hit that guy. That'll
Craig's a Hog fan. Yell at Craig, man.
Yeah. Yell at apathy.
Right. And they got North Carolina State this weekend?
Yes, they do.
And they're hosting?
Yes.
As I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Eating 18 grams of mushrooms a day.
All right.
Which is two medium-sized mushrooms. Could lower your risk of cancer by 45%.
Oh, according to we're all thinking psychedelic.
Sure. Regular.
Regular mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
18 grams.
What kind of cancer?
All kinds.
Cancer.
Really?
Cancer.
18%?
45%. 18 grams. Two medium-sized mushrooms.
I like mushrooms.
I do, too.
I just don't have them laying around where I can just chew on one.
Me too.
Right.
Exactly. Now I'm thinking about just having them laying around now.
Do you have a favorite mushroom?
Those kind.
Yeah, the kind you eat.
Yeah, I could even eat raw ones. I really can.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it lessen the effects if you saute them in butter first?
That's a good point.
Not aware of that.
No,
Pennsylvania State University.
Hopefully not. On a pizza, I eat mushrooms on pizza.
Sure. I always like to keep a little container of portobellos around.
Right.
And I will put them on a salad. I'll throw them into soup.
Yeah. Now that's the perfect thing.
I'll try to get my little
45%
scale out and weigh out 18 grams.
That's what it says here. This new study, according to Pennsylvania State University research published in Advances in Nutrition.
We are.
Well,
for centuries,
the source.
For centuries, Chinese medicine practitioners have used mushrooms rich in vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants as a treatment for illness, including lung disease. The team's findings showed that even though some mushrooms have higher amounts of the good stuff than others, any variety of mushrooms had a lower risk of cancer.
Here's the problem. And we should address this with Dr. Ian sometime. There's so many foods that are good for you that you need to eat this, you need to eat that, you need to, but you would have to consume like 10,000 calories.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
To get all, okay, this
right.
food is great, this food is great. There's all kinds of
and
great
unlike
food
Dr.
out
Ian,
there.
We have to leave room for booze in there.
Yeah.
Right.
But it would seem that if you wanted to get, you know, all your nutrition naturally, you would have to eat about 50,000 calories a day.
that doesn't seem very healthy.
No, he went around. We consulted with first base.
I did go around. I already consulted.
That was not a check swing.
I bleeped myself.
Yep, you committed.
I got halfway, but I went around. I definitely stretched.
You tried to pull it back.
I tried to pull it back, and I realized the ref called me, and I bleeped myself there. You heard that on the stream. You're welcome.
Now, they say it's really important not to get too excited about the results of any single research paper.
Apparently, I got too excited.
Right.
I dropped the F-bomb for no reason.
They say any
consumption. I wasted an F-bomb on that.
They say any consumption of fruit and vegetables would protect against certain cancers with a higher intake associated with a lower risk of developing cancer across the lifespan.
Right.
They say whole grains, fiber, vegetables, fruit can also be protective
Once
against
again,
certain
Todd,
cancers.
You're right. If you get all every damn day. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good for you. This is good for you, but now don't eat too much.
What? I was about to say four pieces of salmon. For some reason, I threw the F-bomb in there. I'm a potty mouth, apparently. I could have just said
salmon.
You got to eat four. I threw effing pieces of salmon in there. Why?
Because that's how we talk.
I know, but you know, the mics are on.
All right, that's a common adjective.
It happens.
Yeah, of course. It's the way we talk.
What kind of piece of salmon?
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. I'll eat an effing piece of salmon.
Four effing pieces.
As long as it's wild caught effing salmon.
Yeah. Well, then, like you said, you eat that. Even though it's good, that's a lot of food. Then you got to eat a bunch of mushrooms.
fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, and you got to eat some grain, and then you're protected from cancer, and you're 350 on the scale.
And I think of all the nut snacks, almonds are supposed to be the best.
Yes, they are. But even that's a lot of calories.
Oh yeah,
you eat a handful of nuts, man.
Yeah, and even then they probably don't want you having the nice flavored almonds. Well, they want you probably just eat the raw natural almonds,
the boring ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're still almonds. I think the flavor's on the outside of those.
Yeah, but there's a lot of salt and things in there.
Oh, a ton of salt in that, right?
Oh no, here's
what makes them taste good.
I take about five or six different nuts.
All right,
and I make sure.
Oh, we got five or six different ones right here.
Keep talking.
Here we go.
We actually have five because you know Craig.
No, really, I've only got one ball.
So we got five.
Like in this instance, I think
Bush in the other room. So right now you're looking at five nuts.
The walnuts, the almonds, and the peanuts are not salted. And then you throw in a couple other nuts that are salted, so you get a little flavor.
Got it.
But they're not all full of salt.
Okay, well, we'll salt our nuts for you.
So that's 60%.
Yeah, or not, if you don't want them salted.
Yeah.
And that's today's Todd's Nuts segment of the show.
Todd's Nuts. You're right. That's a great question for Dr. Ian. You always suggest all this food to get natural ingredients. And that's way too many calories.
Yeah, it would seem like you would have to consume a lot.
Right. Even for non-drinkers.
To get your minimum daily requirement of whatever. Right. Whatever you need to function.
You guys have asked him what he does for like a cheat day or a cheat meal. I mean, what is it? Like
piece
a single piece of cake?
Piece of cake. Yeah,
he's not. Never has like a piece of pizza or anything?
He's on a pizza. He's on
He said he has pizza, but he's that weirdo that eats one slice.
And probably every 3 weeks, maybe.
Oh, probably not even that.
Right. And might have a glass of wine with dinner.
No, he doesn't drink at all.
Never?
Does not drink.
He never drank.
He says not drink. I asked him that. We begged him to drink with us.
Even in college, he said never drank.
Never drank. Look at him. He's a big failure.
Right?
He's not successful at all.
And he probably does.
He's got time.
He probably cheats with that one slice of pizza twice a year or something.
Yeah, that's it. And probably feels really guilty.
Yeah, and then
eats it on the treadmill. Probably
makes him feel like crap, internally, if
that's
you're just eating
Todd,
well all the time.
He doesn't drink at all. He's the coolest non-drinker we know. I mean, non-drinker that never drank. I know a lot of ex-alcoholics that are pretty cool people. But people that don't drink at all, I don't trust, usually.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There's reports of some people using a veterinary drug, ivermectin, as a human treatment for COVID-19. It's a dewormer and can be toxic to people, so take it in large doses.
And you rub your butt in the carpet, too?
Yeah.
That's apparently, how you know who's taking it.
Yeah, it's not formulated for humans. Very easy to overdose on this and become very sick.
How about just get the vaccine?
No, because that... You kidding me?
Yeah.
How about just that'll make you magnetic.
Yeah. The one that was
in that?
The one that was tested on thousands of people.
That'll make you magnetic.
And now is in millions of arms, and we're all going along with life.
We don't know the end yet.
And the vaccine and the COVID is pretty much on the downslide. We're getting back to real life. How about that?
I don't know. I haven't heard somebody saying the vaccine doesn't work.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, I've seen a lot of dumb people who are saying. I haven't seen any experts say. It's not going to work.
Oh, no, yeah. They're dumb. They're dumbasses.
Well, the people who say it doesn't work, like, then where's the, what happened?
Right.
How's this getting better if the vaccine, if it's not the vaccine?
Well, that's a question.
No, they would never problem in the first place. It's the media.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there's some jackass that listens to us.
Yeah, this was going to happen naturally anyway, Nick. Right. Don't you know?
I see. I need to do more of my own research.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Make us tell you everything.
It's getting exhausting, Nick. It is exhausting. And inform Nick again this morning. Damn it.
Here we go.
Out of Ohio, a 70-year-old man has confessed to repeatedly urinating and defecating in front of a neighbor's home, according to a police report.
He aged that neighbor, huh?
Jerry Detrick was cited for littering after the homeowner caught him in the act about 3:15 in the morning this Sunday.
That falls under the littering umbrella?
Yeah, apparently it did. Matt Guyette.
Well, I can leave the toilet paper there, yeah.
Matthew Guyette called 911 after spotting a man squatting and relieving himself near a hedge outside the home.
Is that really an emergency?
That Mr. Guyette shares with his husband.
See, I think the first time a guy's peeing in the bushes or pooping, you think he had a problem. But you see him out there every day, oh, he's got a problem with you.
When he was confronted by Guyette, the suspect just got up and walked away. Yeah. Police subsequently identified Mr. Detrick, a retired high school teacher, as a suspect. He just lives a couple of blocks from the Guyette residence. Now, Detrick reportedly admitted to urinating in Guyette's yard and previously defecating on the victim's property multiple times.
Why'd you hate him?
Because Guyette and his spouse are Democrats and support Joe Biden while this guy's a Trump man.
Well, of course he is.
He says, I'm a Trump man.
Yeah.
The patrolman noted that Detrick's statement leads me to believe this incident is politically motivated. That's what the patrolman said in his statement.
The guy pooping and peeing in somebody's yard.
Like as a real detective?
A Trump backer? Yeah. No way.
In a Facebook post following the bust, Mr. Guyette wrote, the apprehension of the man who's been pooping in our front yard for the last 10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
So
apparently this
Trump.
Guy would leave behind 3 or 4 crumpled up restaurant napkins he used to clean himself.
Oh.
He said that was his clue that he'd had a visitor. And this has been going on for 10 years.
Yep. Clearly, wow. Craig has cherry-picked this story because we know in 99% of most incidents, the Trumpster is the victim.
No.
It's the other guys that are picking on the Trumpster.
No, this guy's
They're never
sorry.
The instigator. They're always.
If I saw a guy poop in my yard, he'd probably voted for Trump.
This guy was doing this before Trump was in office. Now he's a Trump supporter, but if he's been doing this for 10 years, it was before then. He hated these people who were apparently gay for years.
Now, we had they're gay, now too. Oh, that's right. I was going to say Trump's recently.
Mr. Guyette and his husband.
See, I had a Biden sign in my yard, and around the corner, there was a Trump sign. I don't know these people, and they don't know me. And I'd walk past her every day with the dog, and then he lost, and the signs came down. And surprise, neither one of us had pooped each other's yard.
Pussies.
We've moved on. I don't know who these people are. They don't know who I am, but I know they had a Trump sign. I know I had a Biden sign, and I walked by. I think I waved a lady yesterday.
So, my situation was even better. There were no Trump signs in my neighborhood.
Yeah, there's a Biden sign. Another Biden sign down the street from me too. By the way, yeah.
It's nice.
And
to
I
see
walked
you.
Past a few during the election, and I didn't poop in their yard.
That's because you're
not classy of you.
Yeah, you're not really committed.
Of beautiful bipartisan cooperation.
No. I'm guessing one of those guys would have pooped in my yard if I knew where I lived. Yeah.
Or who you were.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.